not so very long ago, it's just been a day or three, I had me a job, pretty good job, as head of security. I worked real hard, took care of my place, kept it safe and sound. I knew that ranch like the back of my hand, I knew my way around. I guess you could say that I was content to leave things where they stood. I mean, there might have been a better deal around, but this one's pretty good. But then you know, by George, one night I fell heir to a treasure. An incredible priceless corn cob, worth more than you can measure. Now I'm rich. Woo! Yeah, I'm rich. No more sleeping in the ditch. Oh, pal, this dog is rich. Talk to him, banker. Tell him all about it. Yes. I'm rich. Well, sudden wealth can do a lot to change your attitude. Makes you aware of who you are and what you've got to prove. I mean, you just can't go on living in your same old low-class style. You gotta put on airs and flaunt your wealth and strut your stuff a while. For one thing, it ain't proper now to speak to just anyone. You gotta choose your friends more carefully according to how much money they got, 'cause see, a lot of dogs don't have it and probably never will. And them's the kind you leave behind when you're marching up the hill that says you're rich. Yes, rich. No more sleeping in the ditch, old pal. This dog is rich. Watch out, Mr. Rockefeller. Here comes Hank. Yeah. Another thing you gotta watch when you reach the upper crust is working 80 hours a week and thinking that you must. 'Cause when you got a fortune behind you every day, you don't even need a job to prove that you're okay. There's lots of ways of acting to get your point across, that now you're rich and famous and you've become the boss. But the best way to express your wealth and make it really sting is to stay in bed, cover up your head, and never do a thing that says you're rich.